The opening Mishnah gives you the earliest time to recite Kriya Shema, then it gives you the latest time to recite Kriya Shema. So the earliest time, there's so many different opinions on base on the base, and Tosis threw in Rabbi Yehuda. Tosis threw in Rabbi Yehuda from later in the Masechta. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that you can only daven Mincha up until Plaga Mincha, and the last hour and a quarter of the day you can ready daven Ma'ariv. So Tosis understood, just like you can daven Ma'ariv, you can fulfill Kriya Shema at that time as well. No one in the world is going to sleep, but little babies go to sleep then. But adults don't go to sleep an hour and a quarter before the Shkia. So Taisa Yes on the base. And that, is that called B'shach V'cha? And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir about his opinion. Rabbi Meir says, when people are going to mikveh to have Harav Shemesh late in the afternoon, that's called B'shach V'cha. So Rabbi Yehuda picks on him and he says, how is that B'shach B'cha? No normal person. Adults don't go to sleep so early. So Reb Meir answers back on the bottom of Amid Beis. Me, Sarvas, I'm not Ben Hashmosh. Did Doka mean? You think I'm talking about you, Ben Hashmosh? I heard like Reb Yossi's Ben Hashmosh. So Tosfos says, why doesn't Reb Yehuda ask the Kasha on himself? Why doesn't he ask the Kasha Hamsa? Rabbi Yehuda Shita happens to be that you could daven Ma'ariv in the last hour and a quarter of the day. So Tosfos, the Rabbi Natam, and the first Tosfos understood and misunderstood. Rabbi Natam understood that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who are dinami, just like he can daven Shema Nesra Ma'ariv, you can say Kriya Shema, fulfill the Kriya Shema. The Rosh says it's wrong. The Rosh says, who says that it carries over to Kriya Shema? Rabbi Yehuda understands you could daven Ma'ariv then, Shema Nesra. You can't say Kriya Shema with the Brachas. But the Rabbi Natam understood that according to Rabbi Yehuda you can fulfill Kriya Shema then. So how come Rabbi Yehuda asked the Kasha only on Rabbi Meir? So Tosfos says, Yeshlaim at the bottom Tosfos. Still he did they, Rabbi Yehuda Lushitas Loi Kasha. The Lo Darish B'shach B'chal Kamecha. He doesn't hold. What do you mean it doesn't Darish? It's a Pasuk. What does it Darish? It means all the other Tanoim are assuming that B'shach B'chal means when people are going to sleep. So each one is giving a different opinion when the people go to sleep. But we had the Yerushalmi that Rashi quoted. The Yerushalmi understood that according to some Tanaim, the word B'shach B'cha doesn't really mean that people are going to sleep. It means Laila versus Yom. Because we had the Yerushalmi said, if you recite Akari Kriya Shema Kodem Lachen, if you say Kriya Shema before, during Ben Hashmashes, before Tzeis HaKachavim, Lo Yotza, so this is a proof that Kriya Shema is Deraisa, and Safik Deraisa Luchumer. Why is it a proof that Kriya Shema Deraisa, Safik Deraisa Luchumer? You're talking about Zman Shchivah. People don't go to sleep till Tzeis HaKachavim. It's not a Safik, it's not Betor Safik. Why do Yerushalmi think that it's a Safik? So obviously, the Yerushalmi thought that according to the Tana in the Mishnah, that you're not Yotze Kriya Shema till Tzeis HaKachavim, he doesn't hold that Tzeis HaKachavim is Zman Shchivah. All the other Tanaim, when the poor man goes to eat, when the rich man eats on Friday night, when the rich people eat every night, when people are going to mikveh, all the other opinions in the Gemara, they're trying to be kaveh, when is Zman Shchivah? When is the normal time that people are going to sleep? But the Tana who says Tzeis HaKachavim, he says he doesn't understand B'shach B'cha, literally, B'shosh B'nei Adam, when people are going to go to sleep. B'shach B'cha means Balayla, so Ben Hashmash is Safik. Safik Yam Safik Laila, just like all over Ben Hashmash, Safik Yam Safik Laila. That's in Bama Madlikim. Safik Hashecha, Safik Ein Hashecha, Ben Hashmash is a Safik. So that's what the Yerushalmi holds, that the one Tana who says Tzeis HaKachavim doesn't say Tzeis HaKachavim because that's when people go to sleep. That's not the time people go to sleep. You understand B'shach B'cha means when people are, when it's Laila. So that's what Tosfos answers on Amid Beis. Rabbi Yehuda also, this wild idea that the Rabbi Natam came up with, that since Rabbi Yehuda holds you can daven Ma'ariv in the last hour and a quarter of the day, so what, dinam you can be Yotzei Kriya Shema, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so that's because he doesn't understand B'shach B'cha, it doesn't mean Laila, and it doesn't mean when people are going to sleep, it means late in the afternoon. It's a different understanding, late in the afternoon. So you can't ask a kasha, Rabbi Yehuda can't ask a kasha, so who's going to sleep at that time? The kasha he only asked, he attacked Rabbi Meir. You hold B'shach B'cha means when people are going to sleep, and you say B'shach B'cha means, what did he say, when people are going to go to the mikveh, And Rabbi Yehuda thought that Ben Hashmoshes begins right away. There's a block of time right after the Shkias. And when are people going to mikveh before the sun sets? People are going to sleep before the sun sets. Only babies go to sleep then. Young children go to sleep. Adults don't go to sleep so early. So Liddy day, there's no kasha. He understands b'shach b'cham meaning something else, late in the afternoon. It doesn't mean Lila. Yehuda is not telling us that it's already Lila after you have to start observing Shabbos from Plaga Mincha. He never said that. He doesn't say that it's Lila. And he doesn't say that B'shach B'cha depends on people are going to sleep. Okay. So the Mishnah had, when is the earliest Zman to say Kriya Shema? Then the Mishnah has a different opinion, when is the latest Zman to recite Kriya Shema? So the first Tana Reb Leizer holds, Ad Sof HaShmur HaRishon Adi Reb Leizer. Why? Because he understands B'shach B'cha to mean when people are beginning to go to sleep. So some people go to sleep early, some people go to sleep late. Which Meshugana stays up so late, he's going to go to sleep after the first third of the night. It's going to cost him a lot of money for the candles. Today we all live on electric bulbs, so that's the discussion that the Mishkan Yankev has over here. Why shouldn't we change the dinim today? That's a serious question. Why shouldn't the dinim be different today? That's a Shas question. You have a lot of things. Let's say the Gemara says that the Bishul Bechama is Mutam and Atar, Mutam and Rabbanon on Shabbos. So Rashi says, why is Bishul Bechama Mutam and Atar, Mutarim and Rabbanon? It ain't Derech Bishul Bekach. And Toldos Hachama is only Osam and Rabbanon, Achlek Zatanoim, we Paskin. Bishul Betoldos Hachama is Osam Rabbanon, because you can't really tell the difference between Toldos Hachama and Toldos Aish. Let's say you have a frying pan, and I held it in the Sahara Desert, and the sun beating down on it, it's burning hot. So then I have an Erev around my house, and I take it in from outside, take it into the house, and I crack open an egg, and I fry the egg on it. So you don't know whether this, I know, I heated it up in the sun, so that's a Toldos Hachama. I take it in the house, and I crack open the egg. But if someone is sitting in the house, he doesn't know where did I heat it up. Maybe I heat it up on a fire, and it's Toldos Aish. Told us that it's bishul deraisiv. It told us achama. It's mutam and atoris. And the rabbanon they asked bishul. It told us achama. So the question is, what about bizman azef? You have a dud shemesh. Dud shemesh is in Eretz Yisrael. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. They manufacture dud shemesh. You can't say ein derech bishul bekach. Everybody in Eretz Yisrael has a dud shemesh. That's how they heat up the water for the showers and for everything. They use a dud shemesh. Can you still say that it's ein derech bishul bekach? So Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe Feinstein thought that today, if you heat up with the Dud Shemesh, that'll be a Malacha Deraisa. And Chacham Avadya has a tshuva that it hasn't been accepted. They don't assume like that. They assume that Bishul with a Dud Shemesh is only Bishul the Rabbanah, because it's told us Chacham. Why is it still only the Rabbanah? Today it became normal like that. So that's a din. Is there a halacha that the dinim were nikva and the tkufas hatanaim, and that's it? The halacha is frozen? Or do you say, no, it depends on every generation. So some dinim depend on your generation. Some dinim we assume are frozen. So we can understand dinim derabbanon. If you have a din derabbanon, so maybe, since like you have a dovish of a minyan, sach minyan achal atir. If the chachamim prohibited something, they were omdu le minyan, they took a vote, and they made exera derabbanon, that's called dovish of a minyan. They made exera derabbanon for a specific reason. So even if you live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply, so tzorch min yirach alater, the gzera derabbanon still applies. So that I understand, okay. That's a loy plug rabbanon. They made the gzera, so even if you live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply, it's a nisa. But if you're dealing with a din deraisa, dinim deraisa usually not a loy plug. So it depends. If it's derech bishul bekach, should be deraisa. If it's not derech bishul bekach, should be derabbanon. Maybe it should be mutter. So why shouldn't we change the halacha? That's a question. That's a shas question. So there's, on Shabbos we were speaking here, there is a Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zarah that Shittal Foshnin Havi Alma, the world is going to last for 6,000 years. So the first 2,000 years is Tohu. Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948, and then the Gemara has a tradition that says in Bereishis, Noach. You see how old Adam Sheis Hainish Kedem Mahalal, how old was the father when the son was born, how old was he when his son was born, until you see just the calculations. So Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948, Libriya Soilam. And then the Gemara has a tradition when Avraham Avinu reached the age of 52, Gemiri, we have such an oral tradition, it's not written in the Chumash anywhere, that at the age of 52 he's preaching monotheism in public, HaNefesh HaShor Osa Bechorim. So that's the end of the Shnei Alafim Tohu, when there was no Torah, there was no public Torah. Avraham Avinu was learning on his own, but he wasn't preaching monotheism publicly. And that's the beginning of the Shnei Alafim Torah. Shnei Alafim Torah lasts from the year 2000 to the year 4000. Then after the year 4000, then the Shnei Alafim Yimos HaMashiach. After the year 4000 till 6000, it's possible for Mashiach to come any day. And I mentioned that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the first parak has a brisa that was written before the year 4000. That a lot of the Tanaim lived before the year 4000, where they recommend you shouldn't invest in real estate in Chutz La'aretz when it comes close to the year 4000. It's already 5776 now, soon 77, soon going to be 78. It's a long time ago. So the Brisa says it's not a smart investment to buy real estate in Chutz La'aretz when you're close to the year 4000. Mashiach may come anyway, any day. And then your neighbors, your non-Jewish neighbors, will know that you're in a rush, you want to move to Eretz Yisrael, and they're not going to pay you the full value of your home. They'll pay you a nickel, because they know you want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says it's not a smart investment. So the Gemara has such a tradition. Rabbi Kiba thought that Bar Kochba was going to turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach, and that was way before the year 4000. So the other Tanaim disagreed. They said, you're wrong. It cannot be. They all disagreed. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam quotes a lot about the coming of Mashiach. So the Rambam writes that Rabbi Akiva and all the other Tanoim thought that Bar Kochba was going to turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach. So they all ask on the Rambam, that's not historically, it's not accurate. The Gemara seems to say, especially the Rishalmi, that the other Tanoim disagree with Rabbi Akiva. He thought Bar Kochba may turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach, and that's why they gave him the nickname Bar Kochba, based on the Pasuk Dorch Koicha Miyaika in Parshas Balak, describing the Melech HaMashiach as a shooting star. So that's why his name was really Shimon Bar Kuziba, and they used the nickname. And the other Tanaim disagreed. That's how the Rambam writes that. The Rabbi Akiva and all of his Chaverim thought he's going to turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach. So what did they argue with him? So he told him, no, Yalo Asavim Belchayecha, you're going to be, Rabbi Akiva, you're going to die, and you're going to be buried, and grass will be growing on top of your grave. Adayim ben David Lobo, because not yet the year 4000. Mashiach is not going to come before the year 4000. I think Morris says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considering making Chizkiyo HaMelech, the Melech HaMashiach that was way before, that was centuries before. How can Chizkiyo HaMelech be the Melech HaMashiach if that was the plan from day number one? The world is going to last for 6,000 years. Shishaf and Shnin HaVyalmo. And the Tkuas HaMashiach is the last 2,000 years. So the Mefarshim say, the Rabbanu Shalom would have changed it. Rabbanu Shalom was so eager to bring Mashiach, he would have changed the plan on the spot, but because Chizkiyahu HaMelech didn't say Shira, and they had the Hatzolah, so he lost the opportunity. And in the days of Bar Kochba, nothing special, nothing so unusual happened that the Moslem should change his plans. So that's why all the other Tanoim disagreed with Rabbi Akiva. He said the Melech HaMashiach is not coming yet till the year 4000. So the question is, the Marsha asked him, what do you mean Shnei Alafim Torah? At the end, at the year 4000, that's the end. Shnei Alafim Tohu ended at the year 2000 when Avraham Avinu starts preaching monotheism. And Shnei Alafim Asa Mashiach only begins when the year 4000. Shnei Alafim Torah ends at the year 4000. That's it. No one's learning any Torah. What about me? And the Marsha asked, I'm still learning Torah. I have a yeshiva. And the Chazon Ish asked, what about me? We're all still learning. Rishonim and Achronim, they're all after the year 4000. So the Marsha says, Shnei Alafim Tohu is only the first 2,000 years. That ended. Shnei Alafim Mos HaMashiach is only the last 2,000. Shnei Alafim Torah doesn't mean that. It means the Torah began in the year 2000, when HaNevesh HaShor Osa Bechorim and Avraham Avinu is preaching monotheism in public, but it continues in the last 2,000 years also. The Torah doesn't end. That's what the Marsha says. So the Chazon Ish quotes the Marsha. Chazon Ish in Hilchas Treifas quotes the Marsha. I'll explain why it's in Hilchas Treifas in a minute. And he doesn't think that it's correct. He thinks just like the first 2,000 years, Tohu is restricted only to the 2,000 years. In 2,000 years, Yimos HaMashiach only applies to the last 2,000 years. He thinks Shnei Alafim Torah is only the 2,000 years in the middle till the year 4,000. But we're still learning Torah. The Rishon Achronim is still learning Torah after the year 4,000. So the Chazon Ish thinks that when they had to be kaveh halachas, you have often la misar hakos hachamim. When they had to be kaveh halachas, halachas had to be nikva by the year 4000. And whatever they were kaveh before the year 4000, that's it. Even though the whole world is changing, even though a lot of things change, whatever they were kaveh remains the same. So the Chazon Ish has it in Hilchas Treifas because he's bothered with a problem. The Mishnah in the third Perek in Chulin, Perek Eilat Treifas, lists off different Treifas. Says these things are Treifas, these things are not Treifas. So that's a major problem. Some of the things that are described as Treifas don't correspond to the animal will live Ad Meri Esam Shana. Why is it considered a Treifa? And some of the things that are not considered Treifas, the animal should die on the spot. So it doesn't correspond to reality. So the Chazon Ish says something to the effect that the halachas had to be nikva in the Shnei Alofim Torah, and that was the Tkufa Satanoim. And roughly speaking, the Shnei Alofim Torah ended in the year 4000. That corresponds to the year 240 or something like that. Yeah? 240? Is that correct? I think so. And that's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi died up is in the year 220 or something like that. So that's roughly the end of the period of the Tanaim, the beginning of the period of Amoraim. So the Chazon Ish thinks that's only true if you assume, that's what we spoke briefly on Shabbat, that's only true if you assume that the Bais Sheni only lasted for 420 years. Bais Rishon only lasted for 410 years, that says in Tanakh. The Gemara says the Bais Sheni lasted for 420 years. So the history books say it's not so. According to the Goyish history books, Bais Sheni lasted way longer, at least 150 years. Longer than what the Gemara says. Because the Gemara assumes that all the different kings mentioned in Tanakh were all the same person. And he had a lot of different names. And the history books say they were different kings, different names, different people. And each one was a king after Bezach, Hazach, Hazach, Hazach. Shalom. So that's a question. So the Balamor says, we all know that it's not accurate. What it says in the Gemara and the Bais Sheni was really way longer. And the Raiva disagrees, and he says that's apikursus. The Gemara has the correct cheshbon, and the history books are inaccurate. So the Chazon Ish assumed like the Raiva. Chazon Ish assumes like the Raiva, that the history in the Gemara is correct. So that's why he assumes that the Tkufas HaTanoim, at the end of the Tkufas HaTanoim, in the year, that's when the year 4000 took place, 20 years after the death of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and the year, I think, 240. So that was the end of that. That corresponds to the year 4000 Lebriya. So he says all the dinim had to be nikva then. So since at that time the Chachamim felt that this animal will survive, that animal will not survive, so that remains, those dinim remain Hilchas Treifas, even though today we know that it's not so. Even though maybe Nishtan HaTvayim, and maybe it was never so, but the dinim depend on what they understood. So this is very questionable, this suggestion that Chazon Ish gave. The other Gedolim didn't think like that. The Marshoa didn't think that it was correct. And others work on that kasha that the Hilchas Treifas doesn't correspond to reality today. They don't give the answer that the Chazon Ish gave. So this is a big question. To ask the Shaila over here, this is a big Shas question. Is there such a din that the Bishul told us Chama today will still be the Rabban because in the, in the days of the Tanaim when they were Kaveh the Halachas, at that time it was Shalok HaDerech Bishul, so therefore it remains the Olam Vod, and it remains only Bishul the Rabbanon. Then you say, no, if you live in a generation when it becomes normal to cook the Toldos Sachamas, so then maybe it'll become a Din Derais. That's a Shaila here. Do we change this Zman Kriyashma because now everybody has electric lights? So no one wakes up and no one goes to sleep based on sunrise and sunset. And they switch in the middle of the winter, they switch an hour off. So everybody, you have a job, you work from 9 to 5, whether they change the clock or they don't change the clock. So people are waking up an hour earlier, an hour later. It doesn't correspond at all to sunrise and sunset. So that's a major problem. That's a Shas problem. When do you say the Dinim were Nikva and the days of the Tanaim and they remain like that? And when do you say no, and every generation you have to update the Dinim? On Dinim Derabbanan also, it's a question. Dinim Derabbanan also, The Gemara says that if a Nochri handles wine, it's awesome the Rabbanah to drink the wine. It's a Gzeira. Maybe he was Menasach the wine for Avodah Zarah purposes. Even if he's a Nochri who doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, still they made a Gzeira the Rabbanah. It's at least Asa B'Shtiyah. In the days of Gemara, it would be Asa Banah. And today, because the Nochem Anat became Benisuch, so we only ask a Bishtiya, based on the Gemara, it's like that. If the Noch is not Boki Benisuch, so you only ask a Bishtiya or ask a Bano. But if it's Yayim Mevushal, so since in the Beis HaMikdosh, you're not allowed to use Yayim Mevushal for Nisuch HaYayin, so the Obdei Avodah Zara also, we're not in the practice of being Menasach Yayim Mevushal, so you don't have to be concerned. If the Nochri handled Yayim Mevushal, you have to be concerned, maybe he was Menasach Hitla Avodah Zara. So the Rishonim add on there, not Gemara Avodah Zara, that part of the consideration is that it's a Milsa de la Shchicha to have Yayim Mevushal. Because the wine tastes better if it's not Mevushal. So the question is today, there's so much Yayim Mevushal around, maybe it's no longer Milsa de la Shchicha. Maybe today you have to aser Maga Nachri even in Yayim Mevushal. So Rabbi Yashiv wrote a tshuva about this. Where he had a long tshuva where he writes, some dinim de Rabbanon change, the application changes depending on the generation. If you live in a generation where the vegetable falls into that category, so the din is going to change. Some of the dinim in Trumas and Maisas like that. And some of the dinim Rabbanon don't change. So he thinks that this day the Rabbanon does change. And since today, the Yai Mevushal is no longer a Milsa Lo Shchicha, so you can't be Mekel if you have Maga Akrum Bistam Maga Akum B'Yayin Mevushal. He thinks that you can no longer be Mekel. Moshe Feinstein assumed that the Kula still applies Bisman of that. The Gemara has a Kula. The reason why they made the Kula in the first place, so the Rishonim all said, because in the days of the Tanaim it was a Milsal Lo Shchicha. But today the Kula still applies even though it's no longer a Milsal Lo Shchicha. And Rabbi Yashiv taught that not. So this is a very broad, it's a very broad topic. So that's a big issue. Why shouldn't we change the Zmanim of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris or Shel Aris, depending on when normal people go to sleep and wake up as Manazah? I don't know. So this, we'll have to go through all of Shas to work on this topic. Rabbi Yashim and his tshuva goes through half of Shas. He doesn't go through all of Shas. That's why he left a lot of room. People disagree. Okay. So that's so the beginning of this man Kriya Shema Shel Aris. There were three opinions. So the Yerushalmi understood the Mishnah Tzeskecha means Yom Alayla, and Be'en HaShemash it says Sofik, and Sofik Kar Krishma Sofik Lakar is not Yotze, that's because of occurring. The other Tanoim say it's not because you need Layla, Be'en HaShemash is no good because Sofik Derais of Chumah. No, they give their pinpoint as man. When people are going to Mikvah, when the Aniyim are reading, when the Ashim are reading on Leil Shabbos, and different Zman, and that's called the Zman Shchiva, that's when normal people go to sleep. It's not because it depends on Yom Halayla. And then Rabbi Yudah, according to Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yudah is a third shita. He doesn't understand Shach B'chama when people are going to sleep. Shach B'chama means when it's the evening. After Plag HaMincha is already not only the Zman for Davni Marv, it's the Zman for saying Kriya Shema as well. That's according to Rabbi Natan. You have to give that answer. So that's the beginning Zman. One is the Sofa Zman of Kriya Shema. So that's a three-way Machlokes HaTanaim in the opening Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer's opinion, we're not sure whether Rabbi Lezer agrees with the first man. Does Rabbi Lezer also agree that Kriya Shema begins with Tzeisa Kochavim? So the Gemara and Gimel Amin Aleph has two Lashonis on the top, the first four lines. Kasha de Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer, so Yiboy Seim, Ereish Lab Rabbi Lezer. We're not sure whether Rabbi Lezer agrees that his man Kriya Shema begins with Tzeisa Kochavim. Then it's Trey Tanoi Libi Rabbi Lezer, because in the Braisa they quote him as saying a different man. Or should we assume that Rabbi Lezer disagrees with the Reish? Okay, so that's a shot. So when is the Sofah's man? So Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that Sofah Shmur HaRishayna. The Gemara quotes, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, whether we should assume that there are three Mishmaris Havi Alayla or four Mishmaris Havi Alayla. So the Shmura, that's on about 10 lines from the top of Gimel and Beis. Tan Rabbanan, Dalad Mishmaris Havi Alayla, Rab Nosson, Rabbi Rebbe. Nosson says, Sholosh Mishmaris Havi Alayla. How many Mishmaris did the Malachim have in heaven? I think in Rabbi Steinsaltz's Gemara, I think he points out in the footnotes, that's what someone once showed me, that by the Greeks and the Romans, they had two Minhagim. When the soldiers switch in the middle of the night, whether they had three Mishmaris or four Mishmaris. So the Tanaim had a Machlekes, how do the angels have their, how do they divide their Mishmaris? Like the Greeks or like the Romans? Three every night or four Mishmaris every night? Whatever. Okay. So Blazer's opinion is, Atzof HaShmur HaRishayna. Blazer holds Beferish that there are only three Mishmaris HaVi HaLayla. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara raises on Gimel Amud Aleph, on the fourth line from the top. Michael Sabra Ablazer, does he hold three or does he hold four? Gemara says, the Tanya, five lines there. Reb Leizer Amashal Meshmar Asabi Allah. He says, Beferish, three. The Gemara Namid Beis, on Gimel Amud Beis, says, Tara, bottom 10 lines from the top. Machlek is by the three Meshmaras, or four Meshmaras. So why does Reb Leizer hold Asof HaMishmar Asof HaShmur HaRishayna? Why only the first third of the night? So he held, that's a din deraisa, according to Reb Leizer. He holds that Bishach Bucha means when people are going to sleep, not when people are sleeping, but people are going to sleep. So normal people in the days of the Tanoim didn't stay up so late. Not like the dormitories here, that they stay up all night, dormitories anywhere. But in America, people stay up. You have electric bulbs, you stay up all night. People are only going to sleep. Normal people are only going to sleep. Atzof HaShmur HaRishayna. And then Rabbi Gamliel disagrees, that's not true. B'shach B'cha means kozman that people are sleeping in bed. See, Rabbi Gamliel says, Atshial Amur HaShach. The question is, where the Chachamim come off to say, Ad Chatzoy? So the Gemara is Mesupik. Chatzoy says, Adin Deraisa, the same as Reb Leizer? But they hold, Reb Leizer says that normal people go to sleep in the first third of the night, and the Chachamim say, you're not abnormal if you go to sleep by midnight. That's also normal. Or should we say that Hachamim is only a din de rabbanan? So the Gemara raises the question. The Gemara says, that's what Rabbi Gamliel told his children. Lozu b'vado amru. Whenever the Hachamim said ad chatzos, it's really mitzvah san shalom. And Hashach, it's only mid de rabbanan. The Hachamim didn't mean to disagree with Reb Leizer, that Reb Leizer holds on the level of the Raisa, it's only up until Sof HaShmur HaRishon, that's when people are going to sleep. So the Chachamim say the same as Rabbi Leizer, when people are going to sleep, but it's Ad Chatzos. No, the Chachamim basically hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that B'shoch B'cha means when people are sleeping, not when they're going to sleep. And it's only a Gzeira Midirabban. K'dei l'hachi k'sodom min ha'avera. Yeah, what's K'dei l'hachi k'sodom min ha'avera? So there's a Gemara in the end of Psochim, the last Perek of Psochim. Part of this appears later in the first Perek. Gemara has a machlokes. The Mishnah says in his own Mekoyman, Mishnah says in his own Mekoyman, HaPesach en Nechel Elo Ad Chatzos. You can only eat the Korban Pesach by midnight. So the Gemara here, on Tes HaMeral, quotes machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Loza ben Azari, whether the din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is a din deraisa, or din de rabbanon. Vochlos habosa balaylo hazeh. So Rabbi Loza ben Azari and Emekam balaylo hazeh and Emelah halon vavati vetsam balaylo hazeh. The first white line on Tes HaMeral. And Emelah halon, the other pasuk says vavati vetsam balaylo hazeh malah halon at chatzos avkan at chatzos. Makas b'charis occurred at chatzos. So when it says vochlos habosa balaylo hazeh, you have to finish eating the korban pesach by midnight. That's a din deraisa. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva holds that Minatarot is all night long, and Chatzos is only the Rabban. So that's a machlokes hatanoim, whether Achilas Pesach by Chatzos is a din derais, a din derabban. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, and Tosis has a dion, Tosis in Psochem, and Tosis in Zvochem has a discussion, there should be passing like Rabbi Loza ben Azari that Chatzos is deraisa, there should be passing like Rabbi Akiva that Chatzos is only the Rabban. Part of the issue is, then the Gemara there in Perek Hazeh Mekoyman says that Rabbi Loza, that the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah in Hazeh Mekoyman follows Rabbi Loza ben Azari's opinion, that Chatzos is deraisa, because the Mishnah has such a sharp lashon, a double negative, a Pesach ein nechel elo at Chatzos, only allowed to eat it by up until Chatzos. If it would have said, you don't eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos, you could have said that it's derabbanan, but because it's written with the double negative, so the Gemara says the impression that the Mishnah conveys is that Chatzos is a din deraisa, so the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Loza ben Azari. So Tosfos says, usually we assume halacha k'Stam Mishnah, but maybe we should assume halacha l'maaseh, the din is like Rabbi Loza ben Azari, that Chatzos is deraisa. But on the other hand, we usually say, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavera, whenever he disagrees with one of his contemporaries, so he passed like Rabbi Akiva. See, Rabbi Akiva disagreeing with Rabbi Loza ben Azari, should probably pass like Rabbi Akiva. So that's a deal in Tosfos. What's the difference, halacha l'maaseh, bottom line? Whether Chatzos is the Raisa or the Rabbanon, bottom line, you have to observe the din, you have to finish eating by Chatzos. So the Gemara there in the end of Psochim, the very end of Psochim, Kufchof Amibes, here it says, Kufchof Amibes, and Aftes Amid Aleph, when they quote the Machloikas on the first white line, so on the margin on the right hand side, they give you the cross reference, Kufchof Amibes. This mamish, the very end of Psoch. Mar says, and Afkaminis, what about eating matzah bismanazeh after Chatzos? If Chatzos is a din deraisa by Korban Pesach, because that's the connotation of the phrase, Rochlos Abasa Balaila Hazeh, like Babar Teren Tzar Malayla, as if you all like Ablozim and Azaria, then because there's a hekesh between matzah and maror, so you have to finish eating the matzah also by chatzos. but if you all like Rabbi Kiva, the chatzos is only midrabbanon, then the Gemara says it doesn't carry over to matzah, and you can eat the matzah after chatzos. Why shouldn't it carry over? Just like they made Xer derabbanon by Korban Pesach. Why shouldn't they make the same Xer derabbanon by matzah? The answer is that if you're going to eat the Korban Pesach, why don't we allow you to eat Korban Pesach? If you hold the Tzoni Mirabbanon, why don't we permit you to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos? Because if you allow the person to eat the Korban Pesach till Alos HaShachar, if you don't have a clock and don't have a watch, so you have to look outside to see when it's Alos HaShachar. It's very difficult. Alos HaShachar is very dark outside. It's hard to tell that it's kimat impossible to tell that it's Alos HaShachar. Kimat impossible. So they were afraid. If the person is going to eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar, it'll be called Noiser. One who eats Noiser is Chayv Kares. That's an Issa Chomor. So there, it makes sense to make a Gzer Drabon. What will be the great tragedy if the person will eat the matzah after Chatzos? He starts to say the late. So he's going to eat the matzah after Chatzos. We're afraid he may forget and eat after Alos HaShachar. So what's so terrible if he eats after Alos HaShachar? There's no Issa Noiser, there's no Issa Kores. So he'll be eating before Shachris. Okay, the world doesn't come to an end if you eat before Shachris. It's not right. You're not supposed to eat before Shachris. But Lubavitcher always eat before Shachris. They don't daven Shachris till 10:30 in the morning. So it can't be that bad. What else? He'll be saying a bracha al achilas masa. It'll be a bracha levatola. So the Rabbi Natan assumes that bracha levatola is only the Rabbanan. So you're not dealing with such serious issues over here. You can't really say k'dei l'harchei k'sodem aver. You should say k'dei l'zaris ha'sodem sheyikayim es ha'mitzvah properly. If he's going to wait too long, if you'll permit people to eat matzah after Chatzos, so some of the people will eat the matzah after Alos HaShachar, in which case they won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah, Alos HaShachar is Yom, and there'll be a violation of eating before Shachris, which may be only a din derabbanan. If you hold that tefillah is only the Rabbanan, so you can't say that it's an Issa deraisa. The Rambam's opinion is that tefillah once a day, every day is deraisa. So the Miri says in the end of Metzia, the Miri says, according to the Rambam, that tefillah b'chol yom is deraisa. So it could well be that the drosha that they have on the pasuk, l'soch lo al adam, l'soch lo kodim shetispalo lo al dimchem, and maybe that's a real drosha gemur deraisa, that you're not allowed to eat before Shachris. According to the Rambam, it's a real din deraisa. But the Miri says, if you hold like the other Rishonim, that the olchiyev to daven is only with Rabbanan, so the Pashta says that the whole prohibition to eat before davening is only an asmachta. You're not mechuyev to daven every day. The Miri says, unless you'll interpret that it means that you have to say kriyashma every day, unless you'll interpret that it's an isa deraisa to eat before you say kriyashma. How does that fit in with l'soch al hadam, l'soch l'kodim shetispalo l'adimchem, before you pray for your life, but before you say kriyashma, how does it fit in al hadam? That's problematic. So that's the simple reading of the Gemara in the end of Psochim. That they only made, if Chatzos is only the Rabbanan, if you all like Rabbi Akiva, Chatzos is only the Rabbanan by Korban Pesach, so K'dei l'harchik sodem aver, so it does not carry over to matzah. It only applies to Korban Pesach, because you may eat it after Alos HaShachar, in which case it'll be over an Issa Koris, but for matzah, you won't be over an aver, you won't be mekayim the mitzvah, you'll be eating before davening, you'll be saying a bracha levatola. They never made it there. So that's the problem over here. Why did they make a din derabbanan according to the Chachamim Marmim at Chatzos? Why did they say at Chatzos? What avera will happen if the fellow is going to say kriyashma after Alos HaShachar? So he will not have fulfilled the mitzvah reciting kriyashma after say kriyashma b'shoch b'cho when people are sleeping in bed. Rabbi Leizer holds when people are going to bed. When people are sleeping in bed. B'shoch b'cho means kozman shchiva. When they're sleeping in bed, so he said, Kriyashma, Shalaila, after Alos HaShachar, he was up all night. Said Krishma, so he wasn't Yotze the Mitzvah. So you have no right. You see from the Gemara, the end of Pesachim, you have no right to make a Gzer de Rabbanon, to be Mechazak a Mitzvah Sesei. You only have a right to make a Gzer de Rabbanon when you're afraid someone's going to violate an Avera. That's how the Prima Godim raises an issue on his own in the Psich HaKolelis, that what is the Mokker in Chumash that the Chachamim have a right to make a Gzer Bechlal? Where do we know that that's so? So it's the Gemara in Yumas, the Gemara in Yevamas, says on Daf Chof Aleph, Mishnah Daf Chof, and Yevamah says Gzer de Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to perform Yibum in certain cases mid the Rabbanon. Even though in our Torah we should say certain cases Esed Dechol Esesei, so mid the Rabbanon we don't allow Esed Dechol Esesei. We don't even permit Bi Rishayna Gzer Ato Bi Yashniyah. The Gemara asks on Daf Chof Aleph, how did the Tanaim know that they have a right to make Gzer de Rabbanon? The Gemara says it's based on the Pasuk that authorizes them to Ishmartem. It's Mishmarti, Asum Mishmeres Le Mishmarti. So the Bima Gadim raises a possibility, maybe you only have a right to make Gzera de Rabbanon when you're afraid someone's going to violate an Aver, because whenever it says Mishmeres, the Gemara has a klal. You only get Malkus if you violate a Lois Sesei that's similar to Lo Sachs Mishor B'dishon. Because in yesterday's Sedra, the two are written one next to the other. Chumash Dvar Midarshin Smuchim. So this is Ba'oyon bin Hakos HaRasha V'Pil HaShav K'dei V'Shasa Ha'Boyim Ya'keni, give 40 times Malkus, that says right next to the next Pasuk says L'Sachsim Shabbadisha. So that's the Klal. Whoever violates an Avera, it's Dumi Dalab De Chasima, gets Malkus. So the Gemara says that by L'Sachsim Shabbadisha it says Lo. What if it doesn't say Lo? What if it says Hishama or Pen or Al? The Gemara says that's also Hishama Pen V'Al is the same as Loi. But if it doesn't say any one of these four Lashonis, it says Allah Baba Mechlal Aseh. It says that what you should do, and it's understood, the inference is what you're not allowed to do. So Allah Baba Mechlal Aseh, the Gemara says, Ain like Molav, because it's not sufficiently Dumya. The Lav Dachasim has to be Dumya, the Lav Dachasim, the way it appears in Chumash, the way it's written, the way the text of the Pasuk appears, Hishama Pen V'yal or Loi, or it has to be Dumya, the Lav Dachasim, the nature of the Aveira. If it's a lav shame but maisa, we paskin is not dumi the lav tachsim, a lav anita glesse, lav anita le tashlumen, lav shinita le saras mises bezin. So these are all considered not dumi the lav tachsim. You need that it should be dumi both in the way it appears in the Chumash. That's what Rashi writes in Masechus Sanhedrin, and Daf Pei Gimel. What if you have an isa that's only known through Halacha Moshe Mesinai? It's not written at all in the Chumash. Rashi said, you can't give malchus, because it's not dumi the lav tachsim. That's what the Rambam says, if a person eats orla b'chutzlords, he plants a tree or a bush, so the peris, the fruits or the berries that grow in the first 3 years are orla. So the Rambam assumes that orla b'chutzlords is halachal moshe misina, it's a machloikas in the Gemara, whether it's the Rabbanon, halachal moshe misina, the end of the first parak in Kedushin. So the Rambam paskins halachal moshe misina. So he disagrees with the Goinim. The Goinim say, one who eats orla b'chutzlords gets malchus. So the Rambam says, how can he get malchus? It's not Dumi the Lab Dachasima. It doesn't appear in Chumash at all. It's only known to Halacha Moshe Messina. So it has to be, in order to get Malkus, that's the rule. It has to be Dumi the Lab Dalasachs Meshabedisha. Has to be Dumiya, has to be similar the way it appears in the Chumash, the way it's written in the Chumash. It has to be Dumiya in the nature of the Avera. So the Prima Gadim raises the possibility that since the whole Mokker author from Chumash authorizing the Chachamim to make a Gzera de Rabbanon is that possible? The concluding pasuk in Parsha Sachri Mois, I think, Ushmatem is Mishmati, Levilti Asos Michokos Atoves Aela, and the Gemara understands it means Asum Mishmeres Le Mishmati. So the word Mishmeres, Mishmati, has the connotation of a loisese. So maybe you only have a right to make Exera the Rabbon, and you're afraid someone's going to violate an Avera. If you're only afraid someone's not going to fulfill a mitzvah, it's not really right. You really shouldn't make Exera the Rabbon. So that's the Prima Gadim raises that possibility. Then he quotes that it's a Beferish Gemara, with it, the way Taisus learns the Gemara, in Menachos, in Perek Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, there's a machlekes, if you eat Chodosh means a new Tvuah that was planted after last Pesach. When it comes first day Chalamot Pesach, they bring the Mincha Saim and the Beis HaMikdosh, and that permits you to eat the new Tvuah. So if you have Chodosh, when does the new tefillah become mutter? Does the isek go off with hakrovas minchas oimer, which is sometimes early in the morning on the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, or do you say Heir HaMizrach is already mutar? When it comes the morning of Tezayin this, and it's already mutar. So that's a machloikis in the Gemara. So the Gemara says Limitzvah, certainly you have to wait. Ad HaBeyachem Asoy Matnufo. It says Lech Lekolu Kam LaSochlu. So the mitzvah, for sure, you have to wait till Hakrovas Min Chasa Omer. But the question is there a loisese? Lecha v'kalo v'kama loisechlu. Are you over on the lav if you eat the Tfuach HaDosha in between Heira Mizrach and the first day Chalom Pesach and the actual Hakrovas Omer? So that's a machlekes and the Gemara. Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yechem Yishlokesh. Machlekes and Menachas Perik Rabbi Shmuel. So Tosfos interprets the Gemara as saying that if it's only an Issa Essay, then you have no right to make a Gzera Derabbanon that people shouldn't sell Tvuach HaDosha on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach because they may by mistake forget and eat it. If it's only an Issa Essay, so you have no right to make a Gzera Derabbanon. But if you hold until Akrabas Minchas Oimah, there's still a Lois Essay, Lech B'Kol HaKam HaLoisoch, you still have the Lav till Akrabas Minchas Oimah, then you should make a Gzera Derabbanon. So Tosis interprets in the Gemara like that. The Gemara is assuming you only have a right to make a Gzera D'Rabbanon if they're concerned that people are going to violate a Lois Essay, Hishomer. Vishmatem is Mishmarti, Mishmeris means Hishomer Pen Lial, is a Lois Essay. It was only an essay, not. That's the Prima Gadim has difficulty understanding. How can you have over here the Chachamim Marmim Ad Chatzos? And Chatzos, the Gemara says, is only the Rabbanon. It's not that they agree with Reb Lezer that Bishosh Meni Adam Hochen Lishon, Bishoch Bucha, but they disagree. They think people, those people who go to sleep by Chatzos are also normal. Reb Lezer holds you're not normal if you go to sleep after Ashmur HaRishayna, the first third of the night. Acham say basically the same Reb Lezer, but they extend it till Chatzos. So the Gemara rejects that in the first paragraph. Gemara said that's not pshat. The Chachamim only said mid the Rabbanon ad Chatzos. So that's the question. How did they have the right to make a din the Rabbanon ad Chatzos if it is no lois essay over here? The Mishnah call on Ocholim liyamechem mitzvos on Shalom on Hashacha. Yeah, that we understand. Let's say you have a chatos and an osham. There's only nechel yom v'layla. So min atarutz nechel yom v'layla ad Shalom on Hashacha. When the Rabbanon they prohibited that you're not allowed to eat the Kohanim and not allowed to eat the chatos and the osham after chatzos. K'tei laharchis adam aravir. If you'll permit the Kohanim to eat the chatos and the osham even after chatzos. So they'll eat it to the end of the night, and they'll look outside. They don't have a clock. Many people don't have a watch. They don't have a clock. So they're going to, in the days of the Bayi Sheni. So they're going to continue to eat. Some people will continue to eat the Chatas and the Osham after Alos HaShacha, thinking that it's still the middle of the night. And they'll be Oivan and Issa Kuris. They'll be Oivan and Issa Lab with Kuris. So that we understand why they made Gzer. But over here, what right do they have? That's the Prima Gadim's kasha. What right do they have to make Gzer? Rabboni, dealing with an essay. Deal with an essay, you're not supposed to make any Gzer. It's only a Shmartem, it's Mishmarti. So see, he works hard on that kasha. The kasha is better than the Teretz. Kasha is better than the Teretz. In the days of the Bali HaTosfos, many of the Bali HaTosfos were Rashi's grandchildren, Rashi's descendants. So he used to follow Rashi's opinion. Rashi has in Rashi and the Gemara, we don't have it. Rashi in the Tshuvas has, based on this Gemara, the end of Psochim. The Gemara says that Matzah is Iskish the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Rav Loza ben Azari, that Chatzos is their Isa, then it carries over as a Hekish between Matzah and Mara. So then the Chatzos din carries over to Matzah. So you're not Yotze Matzah after Chatzos. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, the Chatzos is only the Rabbanon by Korban Pesach, then the Gemara says it doesn't carry over, because by the Korban Pesach there's an Issa Lav, there's an Issa Kuris if you eat it after Alos HaShacha. By Matzah there's no Avera, there's no Issa Lav, so they have no right to make a Gzera the Rabban. So you see from the Gemara that there's a Hekish on the level of their Issa. If Chatzos is their Issa, so the Zman of Chatzos carries over from the Korban Pesach to the Matzah. But the Pesach by Chatzos is only Beochlos Habasa Balayla Hazeh, on the Tesam and Aleph. Balai Bazeh has the connotation of Chatzos. There is no Pasuk by Matzah. But if you hold Chatzos is the Raisa, so there's a Hekish. Chatzos is the Rabbanon, so they never made the Gzer. So the in the collection of Tshuvas of Rashi, all the Rishonim quote this. Rashi came up with a Chumrah, that the Chassidim still observe their Rashi, and the Misnagdim don't. So Rashi came up with a Chumrah, that if you, just like there's a Hekish between Matzah in Korban Pesach. So just like Korban Pesach, you have to shecht it on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the matzah has to be prepared. You have to bake the matzahs an Erev Pesach Heftar Chatzos. If you bake the matzah the day before, you're not yotze the mitzvah. That's what the Hasidim call matzahs mitzvah. The matzah was baked an Erev Pesach Heftar Chatzos. By us, it's impossible. By us, all the matzahs are baked way before Purim. They finish baking everything before Rosh Chodesh Adar. They finish and they sell it all over the world. And the Chassidim bake the Shmura Matzah. They bake the Shmura Matzah after Chatzah. It's very expensive to get the Matzah Smits. So this was the Chumah. This was practiced all over Germany and France by the Balei HaTos. This was the accepted opinion. Till the days of the... And then Shulchan Aruch is quoted like that. You should be Mahada to eat for the Seder. You should be Mahada to eat Matzah Smits that was baked after Chatzah. Because the Hekesh between Matzah and Korban Pesach doesn't only apply b'negeir to the sofazman that you have to, if you hold chatzos as deraisa, so we carry it over from Pesach to matzah, it applies to the asiyas ha-Pesach and to the asiyas ha-matzah. If you bake the matzah before chatzos on Erev Pesach, you're not yotze. That's Rashi Shita. So what did they do? So the Vilna Gaon is the one who did away with this chumrah of Rashi. The Vilna Gaon makes fun of it in the Bi'ur Agro. He says, what are you going to do when Erev Pesach holy is b'Shabbos? So the Korban Pesach is derech Shabbos. Shchitas haPesach is derech Shabbos. What do you mean? The Chassidim going to bake the matzahs on Shabbos afternoon, after Chatzos? That's ridiculous. And the answer is no. They're going to bake the matzahs leil haSeder. So the Vilna Gaon and the Bi'ur Agra makes fun. He says, but you can't shech the Korban Pesach balaylo. Shech the Korban Pesach balaylo. You're not yotze. This man is arbos or after Chatzos, before the Shkia. So the whole thing is wrong. He said Rashi is wrong. Rashi made a mistake. The whole thing is wrong. So the Achreinim HaMiyashev, the practice of the Balei HaTos, the HaMiyashev Rashi, that based on a Rashi in Psochim. There's a Rashi in Psochim. There's a Mishnah, Eilu Dvarim HaPesach Dechem Esa Shabbos. The Mishnah tells him, whenever Pesach Holi is B'Shabbos, what are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to do? Shchitas HaPesach is Dechem Shabbos. Tzlias HaPesach is not Dechem Shabbos. So they would shech the Korban Pesach, they makte the Emurim on the Mizbeach, okay. Zorik the dam, makta the moon, but they wouldn't broil the Korban Pesach till the night time. So Rashi comments on the Mishnah, why is Shchitas HaPesach Derech HaShabbos? So he says, because it's only Derech HaShabbos if you have no choice, if it's a Korban Shezman HaKavua. The Rashi says, and you can't bring the Korban Pesach Leil Matzoi Shabbos, why don't you bring the Korban Pesach Leil Yontif? Why do you allow everybody to shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos afternoon, after Chatzos on Erev Pesach? Why don't you bring the Korban Pesach Balaylo? So if you ask us that question, so the answer should have been, Rashi doesn't give that answer, the answer should have been, because it says, V'shaltas ha-Pesach ba'arba, it says you have to shech the Korban Pesach on Arba Asa Bein Ha'arbaim. On the 14th day of Nisan Bein Ha'arbaim. If you're going to wait till Leil HaSeder, that's Chamisha Asa. That's you shechting the wrong zman. Rashi doesn't give that answer. Rashi poses the question, why shechitas ha-pesach derech ha-shabbos? He says, because we have a general din, a pasuk in Parsha Shmini, I think, that says, b'yom tzavos al-hakruv is korbanim, you can't bring any korbanos balayla. Can't be makro korbanos balayla. So he asks, why did Rashi have to give that reason? That's a general din. You can't do the avodah, shechita kabbalah halacha zvika, the dalar avodah sadam, cannot be done by Lila. Why did Rashi have to quote that general din? Should have quoted the pasuk that says, you have to shech the Korban Pesach Babo Asar, Bein Abayim. And if you shech it by Lila, it's the wrong date. So Rashi apparently thinks, the Gemara says in the end of Chulin, that Bekotchim Halayla Ha'alach Achar Hayom. Here the Gemara says, Hayom Ha'alach Achar Halayla. They always announce on the radio that the Sabbath and the holidays, the Jewish holiday, and Yom Kippur begins from sundown to sundown. That's what Gemara says here, because it says in Parshas Bereishis, Vayere Vahivoyker, said that you see from that pasuk, Vayere Vahivoyker Yamecha, Vayere Vahivoyker Yom Sheni, and so on, you see from that pasuk that Hayom Halach Achar Alayla, the day begins at sundown and goes till sundown. Bein Hashmosh is a suffix, okay? But in Kochim, the Gemara says it's not so. Bekochim, Halala Halach Achar Yom. How do they know? Because if someone brings a chatas or an oshim today, so it's Nechol Yom Valayla, because that's when the Yom is. The Yom begins from the morning, Alos HaShachar, till Alos HaShachar after tomorrow morning. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Din is Hayom HaLach Achar HaLaila. The day goes from sundown to sundown. The Beis HaMikdash is HaLaila HaLach Achar HaYom. So Rashi apparently thinks that's how the Chacham say. Rashi apparently thinks that Leil HaSeder basically is Yudalit because it's Kochim. So you should be able to be makar. It is Arba Asar. But the reason why it's not good is because Biyom Tzavos HaLahakav is Korbanen. You can't do Avodas Adam. You can't do Shechita Kabbalah HaLoch HaZrika. You can't do it Balayla. So they say, so there is a Hekish, according to Rashi, there is a Hekish between Korban Pesach and Matzah. And in principle, you should have been able to shech the Korban Pesach B'Leil HaSeder. But that's a psalm and kachim. But that psalm and kachim, that doesn't carry over to matzah. Matzah is not avodas adam. You're not doing any avodas in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's how the Balei HaTosfos apparently defended the Rashi. That's how Achronim write this, to explain the Rashi's practice. So the Vilna Gaon made fun of it, so the Mistagma followed the Vilna Gaon. And the Hasidim still follow Rashi, as if Rashi was a chassid. Rashi was I don't think he was a chassid. The practice always is that everybody followed the Rashi. So they say, on Leil HaSeder, when Erev Pesach Chol is B'Shabbos, they didn't bake the Shmura Matzah till Leil HaSeder. So then the Rishonim explain, the Jews were always in business to make money. So the Jews never went into a business where you don't make money. So being a baker, you can't make too much money. Other things you can make money. So the Jews never had the bakery. So the Jews always used to bake by the goyim. They used to rent the right, when they baked matzahs, they used to rent the right to use the goyish bakery. So by the goyim in France and Germany were Christians. So they would observe Sunday. They would observe Sunday like we observe Shabbos. They wouldn't do any malachas, and they went from sundown to sundown. So by them, they wouldn't, and Amir Eliakim is also by them. And Schar Shabbos is also by them. They used to be from the Catholics. So they were not allowed to rent out their bakery to the Jews on Leil, by us is Leil Matzoi Shabbos. By them, that's Leil Shabbos. Because they observed Sunday, starting from sundown, Matzoi Shabbos, till sundown on Sunday night. And they wouldn't rent to the Jews, that the Jews should have the right to bake the matzah. So the Rishonim say there would always be one Nochri in town who could be bribed off. So they would bribe him, give him enough money, he would rent to the Jews the right to use his bakery to bake the matzahs. But the other goyim, there were a few goyim who were bakers in the village, but they would only get one of them. They would bribe one of them. So some of them never, so they had to bake the matzahs in one after the other. They had to take turns. So those who baked the matzah right after Havdalah, so they were lucky. So they could possibly, they had a chance of eating the matzah before Chatzai. Some of them didn't get to bake the matzah till after midnight because they had to take turns. Because the only one guy whom they could bribe who was prepared to let them, to violate his Avodah Zarah religion, to let the Jews use his bakery. So the Rishonim had the practice that they didn't bake the matzahs till after Chatzai. Forget about eating before. So they assumed, La Locha does, all the grandchildren of Rashi, all the Baal HaTos, they were assuming the Chatzai is only the Rabbana by Korban Pesach, and therefore it doesn't carry over to the Matzah.
Who are the Achronim?
If you look in the Sefer Ambua de Sifrei, there's a Sefer called Sifrei Zuta. Sifrei Zuta is the basement Rosh Hashal Rabbi Yishmael. The Sifrei that we have is in the basement Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Akiva. And they say, Frei Zutam in basement Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Yishmael. Rashi and the Rambam quote, the Rambam quotes a lot of dinim from the Sifrei Zutah. There are a lot of things in the Rambam, the only mocker is the Sifrei Zutah. Rashi always refers to it, Sifrei B'Parim Acherim. It's a different verb. It's not really in Hebrew. It's a lot of it is in Aramaic. It's a different Roshes and different style of Hebrew. So one of the Gedolim in the late 1800s put out an edition of the Sifrei Zuta with his comments on the bottom of the page. Early 1900s, he put it out. So they're called Sifrei, the Ambua de Sifrei is the commentary on the Sifrei Zuta, and he quotes these Achronim. Parshas Noso, where's Pesach Sheni Chumash? Baal Oischa. Forgot about it. Parshas Baal Oischa, he quotes it. When he talks about Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, so he quotes the Achronim. We usually have a klal called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun. Whenever the Chachamim make a din the Rabbanan, they wanted to blend in with the rest of the Torah Shebal Peh. We mentioned the other day that the Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis in the end of Brachas here, the Rambam gives you the five different parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. So he says the last two sections of Torah Shebaal Peh are the Gzeiros the Rabbanon and the Takanos the Rabbanon. So the simple reading of the Rambam is mashma that when the Chachamim make a Gzeiro or a Takana, it blends in with the rest of Torah Shebaal Peh on the level of the Reis. It becomes a chelik of Torah Shebaal Peh min HaTorah. That's Rav Soloveitchik thought like that. That when you study, Rav Soloveitchik gave shiurim for many years on Gemara Brachas for the Balabatim. So they made a big siyum at the end. Took over 10 years. So he said one could have raised an objection. Why did he learn Brachas, which is only dinim derabbanim? Much of it is only dinim derabbanim. Very little is dinim deraisa. Maybe you should have learned zvachim and menachas. That's dinim. Most of it is dinim deraisa. Very little dinim derabbanim. Is bittul Torah. This is bittul Torah on the level of deraisa. It's only talmud Torah and derabbanim. That's where Rav Elbel Soloveitchik is quoted as having said like that. That when you learn Brachas, it's bittul Torah deraisa. It's only talmud Torah and derabbanim. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that he doesn't think that that's correct. He thought that learning dinim derabbanan, the chavis agave to observe the din derabbanan, the chavis agave is only with derabbanan, but it becomes the chavis shel Torah on the level of the raisa. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis and the Hakdama. He gives you the five different sections of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So the fourth and the fifth are the gzeiros derabbanan and the takanos derabbanan. A couple of years ago, they put out the Talmidim of Rabbi Leib Steinman put out two svarim. Based on all the shiurim and all the svarim of Rabban Leib Steinman. So they put out one sefer on Brisk and one sefer on the Chazanish. Sefer on Brisk is twice as fat as the sefer on Chazanish. So Rabban Leib Steinman was born in Brisk. So he tells about the shul, and he remembered Rab Chaim. He was 4 years old, I think, when Rab Chaim died. He gives the chronis about Rab Simcha Zelik, and he tells over stories about the Beis HaLevi. He never saw the Beis HaLevi. He tells a lot, mainly he tells a lot about Rav Elbel Soloveitchik. So he quotes, it's a very fascinating sefer. So he quotes this in the name of Rav Elbel Soloveitchik, and then he argues. He thought like Rav Soloveitchik, that even though the Chavis HaGavit to observe the din of the Rabban, it's only the Rabban, but he thought that it's a Chelik of Talmud Torah on the level of the Reis. So the Pashtus is that's why the Gemara usually says, call the Tikkun Rabban, Kain the Reis Tikkun, because they wanted all the dinim of the Rabbanan to blend in, to become a chelik of the Torah Shebaal Peh on the level of the Raisa. So here, when they made a gzera the Rabbanan, let's say if you hold that chatzos is only with the Rabbanan. So called the tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa tikkun. Is there a concept of chatzos on the level of the Raisa? Chatzos alaylo. It corresponds, there is a midnight, okay, but al-pidin, does it play a role? If the building blocks of halacha have to exist on the level of the Raisa, all the dinim of the Rabbanan. All the dinim derabbanan have to employ building blocks that exist on the level of deraisa. So chatzos hayom, we know there is a din deraisa. You can bring the tamash al shachat till chatzos. You can bring the tamash al abayim abayim after chatzos. Do you have any dinim that depend on chatzos alayim? So according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, you have the din of korban pesach. Ein nechal ela chatzos a din deraisa. According to Rabbi Akiva, the chatzos is only derabbanan. Kol anecholim yom belayla. Shachet's only mid the Rabbanan. So is there a din of Chatzos HaLaila min HaTorah that they're building on? Called the Tikkun Rabbanan can there ask? Is there any din deraisa that depends on Chatzos? So I thought there is a din deraisa. Even if you hold like Rabbi Kiva, the Chatzos by Korban Pesach is only the Rabbanan. There is a din in the Gemara in Zvachim about Ahadure Poikin. If you have the Chalev in there and the Korban Oilo, you have all the Ivorim on the Mizbech burning all night long. What's the din if something fell on the floor? It fell down on the floor. So the Gemara has a din. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim. If they're Kahanim and the Beis HaMikdash, they're supposed to pick it up and put it back on top of the Mizbech. How long do they have to put it back on top of the Mizbech? So you have to burn until it turns to ashes. What if it fell on the floor? And it's not ashes, it's a big chunk of a piece of flesh, a big chunk of a piece of fat. So you have to put it back on top of the Mizbech. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that Chatzos Oise Ikul. If it fell off of the Mizbech after midnight, Gemara learns that from Sukkim. Midnight does play a role on the level of the Raisa, but for this one did. If Chelev or Eivarim of the Korban Oilah fell on the floor after Hatzos, and it was charred on the whole outside, even though the inside is all raw. But the whole outside is shriri, it's all charred on the outside, so that's considered equal. Me'ukal. It's considered as if it all turned into ashes. So there is a din of Chatzos on the level of the Raisa, Chatzos HaLayla. See, while working with a building block that works, that exists on the level of Raisa, there, as long as there's one din that depends on Chatzos, so you have a right to make Gzeirat Rabbanan, you should finish eating by Chatzos. Even if you hold that is deraisa, also a problem. Why? It's an essay. So somehow they were concerned. People are going to come home from work all day long. They're going to fall asleep. The Gemara says, we don't allow you to eat before you're afraid you're going to fall asleep. Yeah. On the opening Mishnah, there's a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Some of you noticed it already, that Rashi claims, even though the Mishnah mentions Hekta Cholov Mevor Mitzvos on the Shalom Udashach, and then it sounds like Lomarat Chatzos Kadarkas Adam and Aver. It sounds like he goes on Haktoras Achelev Evorim. So Rashi says no, Haktoras Amorim is all night long. The Gzera de Rabbanim was never made there. So what the Mishnah quoted over here to tell you that it's called Alayla, but not that the Gzera de Rabbanim applies. The Rambam writes Beferish not like Rashi. Simple reading in the Mishnah is not like Rashi. So why should Rashi hold that they never made, why should that be so? How come they never made a Gzera Derabbanan on Haktoras Emurim that you have to do it by Chatzos? So I think in the Achronim, you look in the big Mishnayos, the Achronim on the page, the commentaries on the bottom of the page on the Mishnayos, they say because it's not a Chavis HaYochid, there is no particular Kohen who's Mechayv to take care of it. The Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. There are going to be a lot of Kohanim. What are you going to make? A Gzeira de Rabbanan? That they're going to forget? And that Akhlem Yakta by Chatzos? This Kohen will forget that Kohen. You have 100 Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, you don't make a Gzeira de Rabbanan. Because it's not a Chayvus HaYochid to be concerned. And the Rambam disagrees. Okay. The bottom Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph refers you to the Mishnah in Negoim, and the top Tosfos on the Beis refers again to the same Mishnah in Negoim, that there are three different Zmanim for Tahara: Tavol B'Yola, Ochel B'Mais, Harib Shimshai, Ochel B'Truma, Hevi Kaparasai, Ochel B'Kotch. The three different Zmanim. So the Gemara sounds like it's raising a question on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Hevi kaparasa is not miyakev for achilas truma. The Tanya v'ashemesh v'tor b'yashim shemiyakvasa melechal b'truma. You need harv shemesh. Then kaparasa makvasa melechal b'truma. The hevi kaparasa is only miyakev by the abor mechusri kapara, by the zav zovi aledis and mitzoyra, that until they bring the korbanos, they're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, and they're not allowed to eat kochim. So then the Gemara sounds like it's asking a very strange question, the last line on Amud Aleph. My, how do you know? They're asking on the Mishnah Negoim, how did the Tanaim know? Da'ayv HaShemesh means Bias HaShemesh. How do you know it means Shkia? Dilma, Bias Orohu. Maybe it means heavy kaparosa. Maybe you're not allowed to eat truma until heavy kaparosa. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learned. The Gemara is asking on the Mishnah Negoim, how did the Tanaim know that that's the din? Why did they use these lashonas? Biashimsha, biasora. Biashimsha means shkia. Biasora means richa. Why does that mean shkia? Why does that mean zricha? It's very unclear. So I remember many years ago, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was visiting in the neighborhood because there was, a bar mitzvah of his second wife's grandson. His first wife passed away at an old age, and then he remarried. So the second wife had a grandchild who lived here. I think there was a bar mitzvah. So they knew Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was going to be in the neighborhood for Shabbos. And the Daf Yomi was making a siyum on something or another, I don't remember. So they made a big shalashudas and they asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky to speak. So he spoke about this gemara. Why is it called Bia Shimsho? Bia Shimsho means Shkia and Bia Sora means Richa. Why should that be so? So he gave a very interesting pshat. He was very down to earth. He was very pashut. Pshuta shal mikra. Pshuta shal gemara. So he says, look in Bereishis. It says Hashem created the sun and he placed the sun in the sky. L'hoyer al ha'oretz. To give light on the earth. So when the sun rises, it's going out of its place. We visualize as if the sun lives in the sky. So when the sun rises, it's leaving its home. When the sun sets, it's returning back to where it came from. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. What? Has no schnapps? Okay, I always say if you make a little schnapps, the shiur will be better. So the pasuk says, the sun was placed in the sky, lohoyer al ha'aretz. So the location, the home of the sun is in the sky. And the home, so to speak, of the light, lohoyer al ha'aretz, is on the earth. So when the sun sets, so the sun goes back to where it belongs, goes back home. That's called bi'as ha'shemesh. The sun comes home, it comes back home when it sets. It's no longer roaming around, so to speak. And bias oro means when the light comes back to where it's supposed to be. The light is supposed to be on the earth. So when it comes sunrise, that's called bias oro. That's yitzias hashemesh. Hashemesh yotzal haaretz. Bias hashemesh means when the sun goes back home. When the sun sets, it's going back home. It's no longer roaming around the world. And bias ha'or means when the light comes back to where it's supposed to be. The light supposed to be light on the earth. So he translated the words in the Gemara. Bias shimsho means shkia. That's what the Rashi and Tosfos understood. Bias ha'or means richem. So the way Rashi and Tosfos learned, the Gemara was raising the issue. They were asking, how did the Tanoim and the Mishnah and the Goyim, how did they know that Hebi Kaparosa is not Miyakev for Achilas HaTrumah? Very strange. They're dealing with the real din d'oraisa over here. So what's it doing here? The first daf in Bracha should have been somewhere else. So the Bir Agro, some of you went through the long Bir Agro, Samach Aleph, he has a different translation of the words here, not like Rashi and Tosfos. I don't see how he reads it into the Gemara. He says there are three different shkias. So he says one is, when the sun sets, Naval Observatory tells you that the sun sets at this time, that's shkia. Then he says, according to Rabbi Yudin, it's been Ashmashas for a block period of time, for let's say 25 minutes, 35 minutes, something like that. So according to Rabbi Yudin, that's Ben Ashmashas. According to Rabbi Yossi, there were two versions. Rabbi Yossi holds on the last line on Amud Beis, based on the base, Ben Ashmashas only Harifayin. When is that Harifayin? So the Gemara in Nida, on the side they tell you, Nida, Nun Gemara Nida has two versions. Is it the last Harifayin of Rabbi Yudah's time, period? Rabbi Yudah holds Ben Ashmashas is 25 minutes. So the last half a minute is the first 24 and a half minutes is Vada Yoim, according to Rabbi Yossi. And the last half minute is Ben Ashmashas, Harifayin. Or is no, the full 25 minutes of Rabbi Yudah, however much time it is, changes, summer, winter, however close the sun is to the earth. Depends on how close the sun is to the earth. The degree angle of the sun below the horizon depends how close it is to the earth. So the other version of the Gemara is that after the whole 25 minutes of Rabbi Yudah that he holds at Ben Ashmashas, Rabbi Yossi holds about the Yoim, and the next half a minute is the Ben Ashmashas. Fine. So the Vilna Gaon says, so the first Shkia is what we call Shkia, sunset. The next Shkia is when Rabbi Yudah's Ben Ashmashas, what he's calling Shkia. The next Shkia is when Rabbi Yudah's Ben Ashmashas is up, and Rabbi Yossi's Harifayin begins. Then he says, what he calls the third Shkia, the Shkia Sa'or, that's the Gemara in Psochem, where the Gemara is trying to calculate what's called Derech Kreva, what's called Derech Rechoika, when you get to the Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, how far does the average traveler get when he's walking all day long from Alos HaShachat till Seisar Kochovim? So the Gemara says that it's a time of Dalad Milan. First the Gemara says 5 Milan, then the Gemara backs out. It's 4 Milan. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah is there himself and Paskin is 5 Milan. It's against the Maskanas of Gemara. So the Maskanas is that it's 4 Milan. So it's 4 Milan. Mil is 22 and a half minutes, we assume. Either if you say 18 minutes is not accurate, we said the other day, 18 minutes is based on the old system that they didn't have 60 minutes in an hour. The minutes were different. The Achranim say so, the favorites. But the way we have, so it should really be 22 and a half minutes. So the Gemara says, Seisar Kochavim is the amount of time 4 million after the Shkia. So 4 times 22 and a half is 90 minutes. An hour and a half. So that's really, it says, Kol HaKochavim. That's irrelevant. Benegeh to Zmanim HaYom HaLaila, that's Lomala V'Lomar. That's Negeh to the Aloha of travelers. How long do the travelers go? So the Vilna Goyen interprets this Gemara. He says, Bi'a Shimsho means Shkia, and Bi'a Sora means says Kol HaKochavim. But the Gemara in Pesachim talks about Dalad Milan, says Kol HaKochavim. He says, the Gemara was not raising a possibility, like Rashi and Tosfos learn, against the Mishnah, the Hevi Kaparosa should be Makan for Achilas HaTruma, that they knew for sure. They were just debating within the concept of Harav Shemesh. When is Harav Shemesh open? So the Vilna Gaon had this wild Chiddush that no one agrees to, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohanim can eat the Truma right after the Shkia. They can eat during Bein HaShemashes. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's Vadayom, so they can't eat the Shkia, they can't eat the Truma, until it comes the Harafayim, until the Vada Yom is up, and you're into the next Zman, the Bein HaShemash is the Harafayim. So the Gemara was raising a question, how do you know that Uvah HaShemesh means Bias HaShemesh, either the Shkia Rishayin or the Shkia Shni? Maybe it means the Shkia Shlishis. So the Gemara calls that Bias Oro, when it's mamish dark outside. Because after the Shkia, you still have the sun is still, the shine of the sun is still giving light on the earth. And even after Tzeis HaKochavim, it's still pretty light outside. But after Tzeis Kol HaKochavim, after Dalamilim, that's Mamish Biasar, there's no light at all. This is very, so how do you read Vaita? The Gemara says, Rabba Barav Shela, on the second line. The Vilna Gaon doesn't explain. How do you read the second line on Amud Beis? In Cain, if that's the pshat, that it means Tzeis Kol HaKochavim means 90 minutes after the Shkia. Why does it say, Bo HaShemesh V'Toher, he will become Toher automatically? It should say, V'Yitaher M'Boyele. Why should it have V'Yitaher? He has to do a Kumle Yaseh, he has to do a Maise, to bring the Karbanis on the next morning. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. But according to the Vilna Gaon, we're just asking how late in the day is it considered Harav Shemesh? Is it the first Shkia, the second Shkia, the third Shkia? So what was the proof of Rabbi Barav Shela that it should say V'yitaher? It's also V'tahir. Baal Shemesh V'tahir. I don't know, the Vilna Gaon doesn't say how he reads the rest of the Gemara, unless he's crossing everything out. He crossed out that Omer Aleph, and maybe crossed out Omer Beis. I don't know. He doesn't really explain his Pshat. But the Rashi and Tosfos is really strange. The Rashi and Tosfos say the Gemara here is questioning the basic premise of the Mishnah in the Goyim. How do you know that Hevi Kaparasa is only Me'akev for Bias Mikdosh and for eating Kochim? Maybe Hevi Kaparasa is even Me'akev for Achilas Truma. Who says that there's a din Harav Shemesh is enough? Maybe you need more than Harav Shemesh. Maybe you need Hevi Kaparasa. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, a very strange Havamin. According to the Vilna Gaon, we don't see how it fits into the Gemara. All right, so it's a problematic Gemara. I remember many years ago, the administration of the yeshiva decided one fine day to have a Yom Iyun for the smicha students to talk about Derech HaLimud. So they had three speakers. It's probably online. So they had speakers. They had Rabbi Nissen Alpert, who passed away since then, was a Talmud of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. He was a Rebbe in yeshiva. Rabbi Parnas, still alive. He's not well. He moved on to Turo, and now he's retired, and I was the third speaker. I'm still here, so far. So the yeshiva was only brachas, And we made up that we're all going to take the first Mishnah and Brachas and say, based on our, each one of us had a different Derech HaLimud, based on our Derech HaLimud, what would we discuss on the opening Mishnah? So Rabbi Alpert said, he would discuss, so I said, I would discuss whether Kriya Shema is Deraisa Derabbanan, one topic, he's talking about the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and I would discuss, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain Deraisa Tikkun, where did they get Chatzais from? Is there a Din Deraisa Chatzais? I said, Chatzais is Seikum. Remember, Rabbi Alpert said, he spoke before me, he said he would discuss the Vilna Goyen's issue. How come it says, Behemesak Korinus HaShema Ba'aravin, why does it say in the plural, and the Mishnah in Megillah, it says, HaKaris HaMegillah Aymed V'Yoshev. Why is it singular over there? Why is it plural over here? So the Vilna Goyen gave an answer. So I spoke after Rabbi Alpert, I said, I wouldn't discuss that. The first day you're opening the Mishnah, that's for later, you discuss that. But we already did the first Mishnah, so maybe I'll discuss that a little bit. It's Negeh Halacha L'maisa. It's Negeh Halacha L'maisa. They quote this from the Vilna Gaon, but if you look in the Ritva, on Megillah, the Ritva has this, the same word. How come here it says, Korinas HaShma in the plural, and there it says, HaKaris HaMegillah Amid V'Yoshev in the singular? So the Ritva says, because by Mikra Megillah, you have an institution of Shemeh Koina. The Balkori lanes and everybody's Yotze with Shemeh Koina. And by Kriya Shema, it's written in the plural, because we don't permit Shemeh Koina. That's why it says Korin. That's what the Vilna Gaon gives, the same answer as the Ritva. Why don't you allow Shemei Kohenah? So the Ran on the Rif in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Ran quotes the Yerushalmi that there are three areas of halacha, but we don't permit Shemei Kohenah. One person says Kiddush, one person says Avdolah, with the Balkori lanes Parsha Zohar, and everybody's Yotzei. Under the chuppah, I'm going to a wedding today, under the chuppah, the rabbi says the birchas erusin to be moitzi l'chosan, according to the Rambam, so it's based on Shemei HaKohenah. So the Yerushalmi says there are three areas where we don't permit Shemei HaKohenah. One is by Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So Yosha dictates, you should say on your own, you shouldn't be so lazy. The other one should be Mekabbalah Samach HaShemayim. We say, yeah, I agree. We insist everyone should say on his own. Second exception to the rule is when you're eating food. Did you ask him to eat the sandwich for you? You're eating the sandwich yourself. So Yosha dictates you should say the bracha before and after. You shouldn't rely on Shemei HaKohenah. We don't permit Shemei HaKohenah by eating food, not by the bracha before, not by the bracha after. We'll soon get to it. We do it all the time. One person says, I'm Moitzeh, we'll soon get there. And the third exception to the rule is with respect to davening tefillah. We don't permit Shemei HaKohenah. You have a chayla b'toch beischa, you need a parnasa, you need a shidduch, you have a problem, you want to be blessed with children, so you ask the Rabban Shlom. It's not right, you should rely on the other one, you should say amen. If you have a tzarch, you should say on your own. So these are the three exceptions to the rule. These three exceptions to the rule, this is a din d'araisa, this is a din d'rabbanan. What is it? So at the beginning of Shloshu Sha'ochlu, you have the institution of benching mezuman. In the days of the Tanoim, when that's Daf Mem Hey Omer Aleph, the Mishnah Shlosh Lokechot Chayav Mizam. In the days of the Tanoim, when they bench Mizuman, days of the Gemara, when they bench Mizuman, only one person said the whole Bichas Hamazon out loud, and the other just said Amen. They didn't say their own bracha. So the Gemara has a shaila regarding the Mishnah. So Shlosh Shoch Lukachas. What if it's Shnaim Shoch Lukachas? So obviously the din doesn't apply. So the Gemara here, on Mem Hei Amad Aleph, on the last narrow line, when it becomes the wide lines, Shnaim Shoch Lukachas, Pligiba Rabbe Rabbi Yechon Machlekes, Chadamar, it's optional. Shlosh Shoch Lukachas, Chayovim Lazam, they're obligated to have a Mizum. You have Shnaim Shoch Lukachas, it's optional. If they want, they can have a Mizum, and if they don't want to, each one can bench on his own. And the other opinion is no, Shnaim Shoch Lukachas, no din Mizum at all, it's not even optional. Everyone has to bench on their own. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Shnam Shoch Lukachas, Mitzvah Lechalik, Anomit Beis. You don't allow Mizuman. There's no Dinah Mizuman. And nonetheless, the Gemara has a Brais Anomit Beis. It's around 10 lines before the wide lines, a Mem Hamid Beis. So the Gemara says, Tanya Amihochi, Shnam Shoch Lukachas, Mitzvah Lecholik. Each one should bench on his own. Medvam Amorim Kishish Neim Sofrim. if they both know how to read Hebrew, and you give them a siddur, they'll bench. Avalechad seifer vechad bur. What if one of them does know how to bench? He doesn't know how to read. They have no siddur printed. In the days of the Gemara, it was prohibited to write, to print the siddur. It was considered part of Torah Shebal Peh. So you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh. It wasn't until the day they gave a heter. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi edited the Mishnayos, but it's assumed, most Achrayim and most historians assume that the Mishnayos was written down till the days of Rabbeinu Rav Ashi. They were still reciting the Mishnayos Baal Peh. And then the Talmud Bavli was edited by Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, also wasn't written down till centuries later in the days of the Gaonim. And after later in the days of the Gaonim, that's when they allowed. We have Siddur Rav Amram Gaon. That was the first time that they wrote down the Siddur, the Brachas, because the Gemara has in Masechet Shabbos, in Perikol Kisvei HaKodesh, on the first half in Perikol Kisvei, that you're not allowed to Kisvei Brachas Kisorfei Torah. You're not allowed to write the Brachas because it's part of Torah Shabbal Peh. You're not allowed to write down Torah Shabbal Peh. But in the days of the Goyim, they realized that Nusach HaTfil is going to be forgotten. So they allowed Isas L'Hashem Efer Torasecha, just like they allowed writing down in the Talmud Bavli because the Efer is going to be forgotten. So they permitted the writing down on the Siddur as well. And then they only wrote down the Siddur. They didn't write down the Machzer for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That was later. The Baal HaMor writes that during his lifetime they changed the Minig. He remembered as a child, no one knew how to say Malchus Rein HaShofis by heart. So the Chazan had a Chaz of everything to be able to say by heart. 10 Psukim for Malchus, 10 Psukim for Tzichrenes, for Shofis. They didn't know. So every Yochid, they said, like on a Yontav. They said a regular yonta digger davening, that they could say by heart, and then everybody had to listen to the chazaras hashatz. The chazim would say malchus hanashofers. Everybody else only said a shemana esrei of seven brachas. They didn't say nine brachas. And then during his lifetime, he writes, when he got older, then they permitted writing down of the machzorim. So then everybody davened on their own the malchus hanashofers. But he says when he was younger, they didn't have any machzorim. They had sidurim from the days of Rav Amram Gaon. They didn't have a machzor. So the Gemara has, if you have two people laid together, shnam shalach l'kach, one is a seifa, one is a boor, so seifa mvoch, a boor yetzi b'bochosa. We allow shemei koina. How do you allow shemei koina? So the Mishnah Bura quotes the Bir Agro Estakasha. If the Yerushalmi says you don't permit shemei koina by the three cases, by b'chas hamazon, and by eating food, brachas on food, and you don't allow by kriyashman, you don't allow it by tefillah, how can you allow it by Shnaim Shach L'Kachas? So the Vilna Goyen is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. He says that this whole din of the Yerushalmi is only Midi Rabbanon. That there are three exceptions to the rule, but you don't permit Shemei Koine, it's only Midi Rabbanon. Hechad Efsher. Hechad Efsher, you have no barriers, so you revert back to the din there, right? And you do rely on Shemei Koine. That's how the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bir Agro. The question is, how do you have a mezuman? How do you have a mezuman? It's not a shas hatchak. It's mara gemara. One person would recite the whole brichas hamazon when you bench mezuman, and the other would just say amen. How do you allow that? So that's a mishnah on earlier. Ketzad mevorchim. Mishnah's on mem beis amud aleph. The last two lines in the mishnah on mem beis amud aleph. Oh, yoshvim. People are sitting together. But in the days of the Tanaim, they used to eat behaseba. They used to eat in a reclining position. So if they're not reclining, they're just sitting by chairs at a table, kolecha mevorach liatzma. Everybody has to say his own hamotzi. You don't allow one person to say hamotzi to be mevorach the others. Hasebu, if they're all eating behaseba, echa mevorach lukulam. Then we do permit one person to say hamotzi. We do it all the time. One person says hamotzi and everybody else is yotzi. What does it make a difference? Hasebu, la hasebu? And then the Gemara says, the bottom of Membeis on the base, that this distinction that the Mishnah draws between Yoshvin as opposed to Hesebu not only applies with respect to saying Hamotzit V'Motzit the others, it applies with respect to being Mitztaref to bench Mezuman also. It's only if Hesebu, or if they made up and invent Nezen L'Echel B'Duch the plan, let's go eat over there. So if they're Kaveh Mokim, where they're going to eat together, so then if it's a kfiyas, then we allow a mezuman. Then we allow one person to say hamotzi for the others. But if it's not heisebo, there was no kfiyas makim, then there's no mezuman. So Tosfos points out on the Mishnah, Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says that this distinction between yoshvim and heisebo applies both to say hamotzi to be motzi the others and with respect to bench and mezuman. But isn't the whole thing in contradiction to the Talmud Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says you don't allow Shemei Kohenah on brachas on food, the bracha before, the bracha after. So the answer is no. That's what the Mishnah is saying. You don't allow Shemei Kohenah. But if I say, but it's a different word. It's not based on Shemei Kohenah. The whole Chabura offers one Hamoitzi. The whole Chabura offers one Bichas Hamozen. It may be on the level of the Raisa that there's such a concept, Bichas Hamozen b'Chabura. It's not really based on Shemei Kohenah. Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shiur on this topic once, a Yortzeit shiur, he gave a whole shiur. So after the Yortzeit shiur was over, someone of the, I think Rabbi Nissen Alpert, if I'm not mistaken, Zechon Lebracha, he pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the following from a Sefer Birchas Avram. Birchas Avram was a Rav who lived in Germany, who lived before the days of the Shach. The Shach lived in the late 1600s. So the Shach in Yerideya, Simon Yutes, the Simon about Birchas Hashchit, quotes from this Birchas Avram. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the following from the Birchas Avram. That there's a machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos later in Brochus, when you say Shemei Kohenah, one person says Kiddush and everybody's Yotze. So Shemei means you have to hear. If you're deaf, you can't hear, so you're not Yotze. What if you hear? You're not deaf. But you don't understand Hebrew? The person, Baal Tshuva, doesn't understand a word of Hebrew. Is that called Shemei Kohenah or not? So that's a machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says Shemei, as long as he's paying attention, he hears. And he knows what it's supposed to say in the Kiddush, but he doesn't understand the word. That's called Shemeah. And Tosfos says, no, it's only called Shemeah if you understand it. Ani Shemeah means I understand. Shulchan Aruch, they have adopted this sheet of the Tosfos. It's only called Shemeah Kohenah if you're able to hear, number one, and number two, that you understand. If you don't understand, there's no good. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that many of the women didn't understand Hebrew. So he recommends, and many of the women had this practice. When the husband said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, so more or less that they knew what that meant. Baruch Pi Hagafen, that they knew what it meant. Then Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shekin Hashana B'mitzvah Yisov, Eratz Avanu, that already, Eratz Avanu, that's already hard. Hin Chilon, Hin Chaltana, those are hard words. So the women would listen to the husband say Kiddush, and then from that point on that they don't know the Hebrew, they would say on their own. So here for Baruch there would be Yotze Shemeh Koinah from the husband. The husband is holding the cup of wine, the wife is not holding. And the wife would say softly under her breath the middle part of the bracha till the husband gets to the last line. Then he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, B'kadesh HaShabbos, that the women did understand. So the Yotze Shemeh Koinah and half a bracha, the other half a bracha they said on their own. So the Mishnah Berurah has like that. And many of the women from Lithuania, where the Mishnah Berurah became popular before the war, many of the women did like that because they didn't know Hebrew. So they used to say half of the Kiddush on their own. Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Birchas Avram that even though our practice is we follow Shita Sataisis, that there's no Shemei Kohenah if you don't understand the language, but if you're benching Mezuman and only the Mezamein says the whole benching, the others just say Amen, they don't say the words of the benching. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes Rishonim who recommend when you bench Mezuman, everybody should say along the benching with the Mezamein, because we don't always pay attention. So your mind may wander in the middle and you won't be paying attention to the one who's saying the Birchas Hamozen. So there was a practice that the Mechaber quotes was introduced by the later Rishonim. When you bench Mezuman, everybody should bench along softly, but the Mezamen has to say everything out loud because you have to follow the Ikar HaDin of Mezuman, that one person saying the Birchas Hamozen B'chaburim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Birchas Avraham, when the one person is benching Mezuman out loud and the other, the listeners, don't know Hebrew, that's not a problem, because that's not based on Shemei Kohenah. Shemei Kohenah has to be Shemei, you have to be able to hear, and Shemei, you have to understand. If you don't understand, it's not called Shemei Kohenah. But benching Mezuman is not based on Shemei Kohenah. So what is it based on? So that's Rav Soloveitchik explained. It's based on a different word. The whole Chabura offers one Birchas Hamozen. The same is true regarding Hamoitzi. One person says Hamoitzi, so the Mishnah says it's only if Hesebu. If Yoshim, it's not. Why? You need Hesebu, that it should be called a Chabura eating together. So when you have a Chabura, Kach Tikna Chachamim, Birchas Hanenin is only Midirabonon, or Chabura is only Mechuyiv to give one Hamoitzi. Take, for example, in Shulchan Aruch, it says a surprising din. If I say Hamoitzi, and I cut the challah and I give to everybody, so if I talk in between my hamoitzi and my eating and the challah, I have to repeat the bracha, because it's a bracha lebatol. The bracha is not mitzarif to the eating. If I didn't talk and I had a little bit of challah, and the listeners talked after I swallowed a little challah, they talked before they ate the challah, it says in the Shulchan Aruch they don't have to repeat the bracha. There are more quotes like that. It's a question whether we should paskin like that. But why in the world did the Rama say like that? So it's based on this explanation, that it's not based on Shemei Kainu, that when I say Hamoitzi, and there are 10 people listening, it's considered as if all 11 of us said the bracha. If 11 people said a bracha, whoever talked in between his bracha and the eating has to repeat the bracha. It's not like that. The whole chabur together is eating bread, and all chabur is only mechuyev to recite one Hamoitzi. So as long as one person didn't talk in between the bracha and eating, the one who said Hamoitzi, he didn't talk, even though the others did talk. That's like talking in between swallowing the first bit of challah and the second bit of challah. That you're permitted to talk. So since I started eating some challah, I swallowed some challah already, then the others talk after I swallow my challah, before they get to swallow any challah. There are more paskins that's not a hefsek. You don't have to necessarily accept that Ramah. Mishnah Berurah quotes there are those who disagree with the Ramah, but that's what it's based on. So that's what Tosis points out. We don't eat the Haseba all year long on Pesach. Now we eat the Matzah, the Haseba. All year long we don't eat the Haseba. So Tosis on the bottom of Membeis Amar Aleph writes, Onu ein lono Haseba. It is not our practice to eat the Haseba. Elo, bepasbal varok, pasma afila balay Haseba. The Davke Lidib too, in the days of the Talmud, days of the Mishnah, Shoyochlan Be'aseba, Hitzrich Me'aseba. You need the maximum Kviyas. But by us, Yeshiva Shalano, Havi Kviya Shalano. Keseba did too. That's what we accept like that in Shulchan Aruch. Yeshiva Didan Keseba did too. When everybody's sitting on the table, some people have the practice, and when the father of the household says Hamoitzi on Shabbos, everybody's standing. So Tosha says, you're not Yotze. Tosha says, you're not Yotze. You're only Yotze. If everybody's, in the days of the Tanoim, we require it a maximum Kviyas. Maximum is Haseba. Bismanazeh, it's not the practice to eat Haseba. So you need yeshiva. But you need yeshiva instead of standing. If the people are standing, then they're not Yotzei. By Kiddush, the din is, I can say Kiddush and be Motzei the others. Even if the Gemara said this din in the Mishnah only applies to Pas and Yain. Pas and Yain is such a din. That's on the next daf. The two Lashonis in the Gemara, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, around 7-8 lines from the top. So one Lashon is, by Pas and Yain, you need Haseba. And we're having ice cream party, then there's no need for Haseba. I can say Sha'akal and everybody could be Yotzei without any Haseba. The other version, the other opinion, Iboisein, the other Lashon in the Gemara is no. Only by Pas and Yain does it help Haseba. By ice cream, even if Mamish eating Haseba, that's not called Achila B'chabura. And each person has to say his own broch. You can't say Sha'akal to be Yotzei other people with the ice cream. That's the machlokes, the Ramam and the Ravid, and 2 days in the Mechaber, which Lashon in the Gemara to Paskan like. If they're eating anything other than Pas and Yayin, so the difference between Haseba and not Haseba, Yeshiva and not Yeshiva doesn't apply. So in which direction doesn't it apply? You say, Lahokal, I can be Moitzadem and the Shahakal or the Hadoma on the potato chips, even if there's no Yeshiva at all, or you can't be Yotze even if there are sitting the Haseba. But by Pasayayin, that's the idea behind the din of the Mishnah. You need Haseba. By Kiddush, though, the Gemara says in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, I can say Kiddush with someone else, even if I already was Yotze Kiddush, even if I'm not drinking wine at all. Yotze Moitze. We say Yotze Moitze by Birchas HaMitzvah. You don't apply by Birchas HaNenin. But the Gemara says, by Pirgofen of Kiddush, you apply Yotze Moitze. Because since it's part of the Kiddush, just like you say Yotze Moitze on the Kiddush part, you allow Yotze Moitze even on the Bar Piagofen part. So the whole idea of Haseba, if everybody's eating together, it's considered Achila Bechabura. The whole Chabura only requires one bracha. That's by Yayin all week long, or Pas, even on Shabbos. The whole Chabura is eating together. But if you say Yayin of Kiddush, I don't even have to be eating at all. So what? It's not going to help if I'm going to sit, if I'm not eating. The whole idea of Haseba, Yeshiva didan keseba the two means. If we're all sitting and eating together, then the whole chabura is only obligated to offer one hamoitzi and one bar piagofen. But if I'm not eating at all, it's still like a mimoitzi with the bar piagofen. So I can stand, I can sit, I can stand as lomalo lomar. So to be moitzi the others with the bar piagofen of Kiddush, you don't have to dafka be sitting. Those who insist on saying Kiddush sitting, that's the meaning in the Lithuanian yeshivas, they sit down in the middle by bar piagofen. That's to demonstrate that you need kiddush b'makom sudah. So since you're going to eat the meal in the sitting position, so you say the kiddush in the sitting position. But it's not because you can't be moitzi with the bar piagofen unless you have a seba, because you can be moitzi even if you're not eating at all. You're some moitzi, even though I'm not eating b'chabur. So the yeshiva is not going to make it any better if I'm not eating at all. Take a look, maybe tomorrow, we didn't finish this talk, we'll have to talk a little more. Take a look tomorrow, there's a famous Tosfos, Mem Gimla Manal of the Mermascha Hoyle. So the last 10 lines in Tosfos, they talk about sitting by Havdalah. Is there a din that requires you have to sit by Havdalah? So well, take a look, this is Sefer Birchas Rosh, Amaseches Brachas. Birchas Rosh was by a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who was invited to give shiurim in Volozhiner Yeshiva during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So he has a sefer on Nozir, and he has a sefer on Brachas. He has a sefer on Brachas. He explains what Tosfos is talking about by the Havdalah. So believe that tomorrow we got to start from there. Okay. Tomorrow is a regular day?
Tomorrow is Sunday schedule.
Tomorrow is Sunday schedule. Okay. So she will be 11:30. Sold. Okay.
What other area is there?
The Mishnah inside is Zohar. I'm about to be marked with a possible carbon on the Mizbeah. The Tosfos Yom Tov, the Mishnah says he doesn't know the
Israelites.
What's that again?